In the pursuit of truth and common sense in an unbelievable world, you're listening to the Right Mind Podcast with your host, Todd Showalter.
Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Showalter, and welcome to Right Mind. Today, I've got a real special guest. Well, you know, all my guests are special, but this is a especially special one. His name is Alex Carl. He's an up-and-coming comedian out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and he also has his own podcast called The Miscellaneous Millennials. Alex, how's it going, buddy?
I'm all right, man. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. It looks like you're in the process of getting putting something together. We may go into that a little bit later on, but now, Alex. Okay, I think what I wanted to do here, we're both on the comedy side of things. The world has gotten so funny. I mean, it's gotten crazy. It's gotten bizarre. Okay, but I mean, how does a couple, it's kind of hard to even compete with this stuff anymore, wouldn't you say?
They always said that truth is stranger than fiction, right?
Right.
It definitely seemed to be that way recently.
Look at everything going on. Okay. We've got obviously the political situation with our president who, it doesn't seem to be the sharpest knife in the drawer. We've got everybody still running around with masks and vaccine mandates and food shortages. We have barges out in the Pacific, and we've got all this woke stuff going on now. The latest is a Superman. We can't say the American. Superman is now going to be what? Is he bisexual or homosexual? Hey,
so first off, I'm a nerd. I'm a comic book nerd.
Awesome.
So there are multiple versions of quite a bit of comic book superheroes. So right. Everybody that's all up in arms said, oh, Superman is gay or bisexual, I think is what they made it.
Right.
Superman is bisexual. He might kind of have the moniker of Superman, but he's not Clark Kent. Like, they didn't make Clark Kent bisexual.
Okay.
So it's a completely different character.
Right.
So it just has the same
Clark
name.
Clark Kent then now in our world of wokeness, Clark is still hetero. So he likes Lois Lane, but then yes. When he becomes Superman, he's not just the Man of Steel. He's the Man of Steel with the other guys. Is that what it is?
Okay. So the new Superman who is gay is Clark Kent's son.
His son. Oh,
yes. So they're completely different characters.
Oh, I see. I did not. This is why they've got to get me up to speed. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's another, you know, thing that so many people, we read headlines and then we don't read the article.
Yeah.
If you will.
Right. Well, and I digress. Okay. So basically Superman, it's his son. And so that's a whole different storyline.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's going to kind of segue me into the next situation here. We've got the media. Okay. We don't really know what to believe. I mean, as you just said, what I perceived was totally off base from what the reality apparently was. How do we even know what to believe anymore? I mean, what's truth? What's fiction?
Well, and everybody always says, oh, do your own research. You know, do your own research. Well, you know, I can't do my own research on vaccines. I mean, I don't have labs to test that shit. I don't know the first thing. Yeah. I don't know the first thing about that.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, I know. It's strange, right? I look like a guy that should have a fucking lab in his backyard.
Right. Well, yeah. Okay. Now, have you gotten vaccinated, Alex?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and so you're still operating normally and everything? No.
Yeah, absolutely normal.
Ill side effects. I mean, your RNA and your DNA, that's all still intact.
I'm still 100% red blooded American human.
Okay, that's good. Well, we've got this, as you know, this debate going on. We've got, you know, the vaxxers against the anti-vaxxers. I mean, what's your whole take on that? I mean, I've got my own, you know, ideas, but what do you think?
It should be like everything else. It's a personal choice. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you don't have to. But at the same time, you know, restaurants, just like the no shoes, no shirt, no service,
right,
or any other, you know, place of employment or something, they still have the right to tell people that they, you know, that they have to be vaccinated to come in. I think that's shitty, but that's their own personal choice. If you're scared of it, get vaccinated and leave other people alone. But this is America, and we we always got to tell you what what yeah, you're doing
tell
wrong.
You what, we got to tell you what to do. Well, you know, the thing is, it's gotten just so dang crazy, as we said in the opening here. And you're doing you're doing stand up, or are you just is your podcast pretty much your comedy platform right now?
No, actually, so. I've only done one live open mic so far.
Okay.
I just started writing jokes and shit maybe, I don't know, 7-8 months ago.
Good timing.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. But at the beginning, there still weren't a lot of mics out there. So I was doing mostly like Zoom stuff, and my comedy or my podcast isn't so much comedy. I mean, I guess it can be sometimes. But I mostly just enjoy interviewing and talking with people on there. But,
okay, well, tell me, if you do that, tell me a little bit about your show. Now, you've got a show called the Miscellaneous Millennials. Mm-hmm. I here's something I think we could kind of talk about here, too. So I take it that, you know, your show, obviously, you're a millennial. Okay, so your show is about millennials. I'm obviously not. So, I mean, I'm a little bit older than you, actually, probably a lot older than you. But, I mean, there's a lot of comedy to be had right there. Mm-hmm. Living in this period of time, in this state of utter absurdity, okay, let's not even talk about being a comedian. Being a millennial, growing up in this state, this age, what's it like for you being in the situation that you're in? I take it, what, you're in your 20s or something like that?
I'm 31.
You're 31. Well, you look good for 31. I was going to say 29 and a half or something like that. But, you know, I remember when I was 31, you know, it was a different world. You know, I mean, granted, I was a father at that point. But I mean, everything has changed right now. And now we've got all this stuff, you know, going to the extremes with the government and whatnot. I mean, is this something you foresaw coming? And you saw how your parents and everybody grew up. I mean, did you say, boy, I can't wait, you know, to grow up to be 31 and, you know, be on lockdowns and quarantine and all this?
Well, my generation grew up very, we knew it was all going to be different because I was 11 years old when the trade centers were hit. Okay. So I had barely even, you know, hit puberty. You know, I wasn't, you know, like 4 feet tall or some shit. So that had such a huge impact on my generation. And I can tell you that is how many people that I know that grew up around the same age as me just say that, like, they kind of had, like, knew at that moment, like, oh shit, this is going to be different. And, yeah. And having that happen right after Y2K and then the housing bubble, and then fucking, you know, even 10 years later, COVID and a bunch of shit in between, yeah, I don't know. I didn't expect anything miraculous. That's for sure.
Yeah, so you've had pretty much a handful of joy from day one, from 9/11 on and whatnot. You know, I'm at the very tail end of the baby boomers, but I guess I'm kind of on the cusp of whatever that thing is right after the baby boomers. Okay, now I mean we've got obviously a giant generational gap. I've got a son. That's not quite your age. And obviously there's some gaps. I mean, what is your take on, you know, my generation as opposed to yours? Because, you know, we've got like these perceptions of the millennials, they're lazy, don't do anything, they sleep all day, blah, 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 which isn't, that's not totally true. But I mean, what's your take on guys like me though? I mean, you know, here I am. I mean, do you have the same type of stereotypes of us as we have of you? And I'm not saying they're true, but do you have those stereotypes?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, okay, boomer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You had to have heard that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, right. I mean, we definitely do. I think a lot of how my generation views boomers is, boomers and even Gen X, I think, is, you know, thanks. We, you know, you guys had the reins and then you passed it on down and it's fucked up when we got it.
Like, right. Okay. Now, Gen X, that's the one that comes after the boomers, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Between millennials and boomers.
I got it. There's just so many names. I need a scorecard to keep up with this. So, okay. If you were going to say, okay, now you're talking to me, we're having a conversation, we're having a podcast. I mean, if you were to like interview me, what would you feel like you'd want to know? Like whether or not I watched Matlock or the Brady Bunch or something like that? Or, what's your take on guys like me? And then
I guess I would ask, how have your beliefs and opinions and thoughts of what you want to contribute to the world changed since my generation has grown up. I mean, because you look at even just the social landscape of what we're living in now, and it's vastly different with, you know, the LGBTQ communities and, you know, the rise of the internet. You know, that has to change some people's minds that, you know, were adults in the 70s and 80s. That's a huge time period, you know, between, and I will be interested to see how somebody's thoughts have changed, because people do change, especially over long periods of time.
Well, absolutely. I think I would say not so. I mean, the connotations that I think people get, I mean, is that we're all super ultra conservative.
Yes.
And I would say, for the most part, at least the majority of people that I know, not, you know, I'm a cartoonist, I'm an animator, I'm a comedian. I mean, so I do fun stuff. I'm not like, I don't wear a suit and tie and things like that. But on, I guess, the social spectrum, based on the way I grew up and everything, I mean, I'm more on the conservative side. Mm-hmm. That said, I mean, I'm still, when I hear other ideas, I mean, I don't just shut the door and not listen to them. But at the same time, I do think that there's a little bit of friction, because I think what we've got now is I think there are different levels of extremes. Okay. I think you have ultra extreme, extreme, moderate. I mean, you follow what I'm saying? I mean, I would not fall in the ultra conservative or the extreme conservative. But at the same time, you know, I see millennials and whatnot that seem to fall almost on that extreme liberal left. Are there millennials that kind of go further towards the middle?
Well, I mean, you're talking to one right now.
Okay.
I'm very socially liberal, but fiscally conservative, and I fucking love guns. So yeah. I'm definitely somewhere in the middle. I consider myself a libertarian. And so there are some of us, but most, I have found the vast majority of my generation are liberals. But the ones in the middle are out there. You just got to find them. And if they weren't out there, I find there's a lot more gravitating to the center in 2021 after COVID, with, you know, people leaving New York, California, you know, because their governments or their governors, my bad, are fucking batty, you know, just destroying the businesses and stuff around there. So the middle is definitely growing.
Right. And I think one of the things that we see now, and, you know, again, what I strive for on this show, and I've said over and over again, is the common sense factor. I mean, you may believe what you believe, I believe what I believe, but there's got to be, I mean, when it comes down to it, from the common sense factor, I mean, logic and stuff like that really can't be debated. Don't you agree? I mean, gravity's for real. You and I aren't going to disagree.
Facts. Facts cannot be debated, but there is, you know, funny, and science facts. Facts can change. I mean, gravity, it was just a theory for a long time, you know, so it's I don't know. I get what you're saying with logic. You can't really argue that, but.
Well, I know, and I'm not really trying to put you on the spot. I guess what I'm going for is that, you know, there just seems to be this gap between your generation and my generation when, you know, it's fine to have, you know, different theoretical types of differences and things. But when it comes down to common sense and facts, I mean, there's certain things like, you know, we all kind of got to say is right or wrong. Now, okay, and this is a touchy subject. I'm going to get a lot of people.
Go ahead.
Okay, where do you take it, okay, on this whole gender issue? Okay, now, I understand that some people, you know, you're born one way and you say, well, I said, you know, they got the order wrong. I wish I were so-and-so. But the thing is, okay, and I'm not saying that psychologically doesn't exist, and it does, you know, that's, you know, for whatever it is, that's that. But when you are born, okay, and I mean, you are biologically either a male or a female. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. If I were today,
well, there are the anomalies that are like literally born with like a penis and a vagina.
Oh,
that's extraordinarily rare. But
right. And I'm not talking about, you know, also, you know, people. Yeah. I know people, my relatives of mine that have, you know, five heads, you know, but that's a whole nother story. Okay. But but I'm saying for the most part, you know, I mean, you're born either a male or a female, right. Correct?
Yep. Now, if you were born from a woman,
not a birthing person. That's a whole nother thing. Okay. You're not a birthing person. You're a mother. Okay. And to me, that just seems like that just happens to be a fact. Okay. That's just now coming from two contrasting generations here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if I say, hey, Alex, guess what? I don't think I'm a male anymore. I think I'm going to be a female starting right now. Now, can I just snap my fingers and because I, you know, feel that way inside? I mean, how does that work? How does that work?
So I think that the big difference is just saying that you're something else and wanting other people to call you something else versus actions being taken because you call yourself something else. Like if you were born a male and you identify as a female and you're arrested, should you go to a female penitentiary?
Right.
That's kind of where I think personally, it makes sense to me that should be where the line is drawn. But it's like, well, no. And it's, you biologically have these parts, whatever you want to be called, who cares? But if you have these parts, this is where you're going. If you have these parts, you go to this other place.
Okay. So that's to me is logical common sense. And that's kind of what I'm going for. So, you know, not trying to pat myself on the back because I never do. I'm just saying but that's what I'm saying here. I mean, we're trying to get to the point of the common sense, logical, you know, whether you believe what you believe and I believe what I believe. No. I mean, apples are apples, oranges are oranges. Now, again, I don't want to get in a lot of trouble, you know, because I have friends that are homosexual and whatnot. And I think everybody gets along. Everybody, that's great. That's wonderful. My only question is, you know, when you start having people that sexes and stuff and are races or anything, when now I'm going to be an African-American woman today, well, you can't do that. Or Elizabeth Warren saying she's an Indian now. I mean, how does this work? It just, I think that's the situation going back to the conservative, like when I was growing up and when I was in my 30s, 20s and 30s, whatnot. And now you guys are dealing with all this shit now that is like, what? I feel kind of sorry for you because it's like you don't live like you live in a carnival. I mean, how do you figure out what's right? And what's not right, wrong, but what is true and not true?
You just had to navigate the whole situation. Boy, that's $1 million. Excuse me one second. I need a drink.
Sure. Okay. A little hydration there. Yeah.
A little cotton mouth. You know it.
Comes with smoke. Well, you know, you're enjoying some of the finer things in life as well.
Right. Yeah. So that's how to navigate stuff like the gender issue. That's the $1 million question as millennials. My wife and I are one of our best friends. She is a serious feminist. I mean, like all the way. I mean, what you imagine feminist is, this is her.
Okay.
Well, she's been called, I don't know if you've heard the term TERF.
No, that's a whole nother thing. There are all these.
Yes.
Names.
It is a trans exclusionary. Oh, I can't remember what the R stands for. Feminist.
I was going to say something not nice, but go ahead.
So what that means, basically what TERF means is it's the trans community basically calling feminists who believe a certain way transphobic, because many, many feminists feel very offended and attacked and basically just kind of look at it like, oh, it's, you know, white men or whatever, trying to come and take more of our shit. Now they want to take what we look like, what makes a woman a woman. And that's what, you know, they get upset about that shit. And it's pretty common. I'm finding in a lot more people are speaking up about it. I mean, I'm sure. Did you hear watch the Dave Chappelle special on Netflix?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. The Closer. I did watch that. I watched that last weekend. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
That was, you know, I thought what I, and here's the thing about the Dave Chappelle special that I found interesting is I don't know about you, but, and I don't want to give anything away here, but, you know, I couldn't really tell. I mean, he was doing the joke thing, but at the same time, I couldn't really tell if he was trying to kind of like,
it was like a monologue.
Yeah. Well, not just giving a monologue. It was almost as if he were trying to like explain himself and say, you know, this is why I'm doing these jokes and this is, but you know, that's the other thing with comedy. Okay. Comedy.
You shouldn't have to.
I mean, comedy is satire. Mm-hmm. Comedy is satire. And another thing about my generation, we had Blazing Saddles. We had Airplane. We had these classic movies that nowadays you
could
would
not
get
make
shipped off to like the moon or something like that, and ostracized by whatever label. What'd you say, a turf? Or I know that
turf.
Wouldn't be a turf that would get you, but somebody would.
Right, you
can't do that stuff. But you mentioned the Dave Chappelle. I mean, it just seems like, you know, comedy. You don't have to explain a comedy. Comedy is satire. Comedy is funny. And you know, I make fun of myself as much as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we laugh at each other? Can you guys laugh at yourself being millennials? I mean, I laugh at myself every day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I write jokes about it. That's part of where my comedy comes from, because you can only write comedy based on your perspective, right? So, you know, I gotta write jokes about that shit, and because it's funny as fuck. But it can be difficult. I mean, I had the one mic that I did. I had a joke about my wife is Jewish, so I had a joke about that.
Right.
And the host of the open mic came up afterwards after my set and said, I wouldn't do a joke like that. Like here. And I'm just like, what? Like, what are you talking? This is a comedy open mic, right?
Right.
Like, you're telling me what we can and can't make jokes about? Like, she's my wife. Like, what? She's sitting here. She laughed at the joke.
And comedy is subjective. You know, that's just it. There's no, I mean, now we're talking about truth and logic and all these other things, which, you know, certain things are factual. But when it comes to comedy, that's subjective. Okay. Everybody's got their opinion on what is funny. Now, if I find something funny and you don't, okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I mean, this is what it is. You say something to me that I don't find funny, but you do, then that's my problem. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why can't we just admit that, you know, we don't have the all same sense of humor, and that, you know, what I find funny may not be what you find funny. And when you try to start making everything vanilla and evening it out, nothing's funny at all anymore. That's why these sitcoms suck now. I mean, everything is so bland. I mean, nothing's funny anymore.
Yep. I completely agree. There is because that's where the spice of life is the variety of everything. And it really surprised me, because when I grew up, the left was always very like, they seemed more accepting and stuff then, maybe because I was younger, but like, I always thought of like liberals and, you know, and the liberal left and stuff always as like hippies, you know, like at Woodstock. And that's what it seemed to me. Like my aunt and uncle who are boomers, like they were hippies growing up. And that's what I always thought of like that. And now it just doesn't seem like that. It's like they're just angry and upset and just want to take everybody's joy.
No, I've said several times, and again, I'm not trying to, you know, be divisive here, but I've never seen a liberal really heartily laugh, or, you know, just really chuckle or laugh. It's always, I'm mad. Boy, am I mad. You know, nobody seems to laugh anymore. I mean, on that side, and I don't get it.
Right.
I just don't get it. Well, now here's what I want to say. I mean, basically, I don't know if you know this, Alex, this is like a half hour show. I mean, because, you know, well, I'm a boomer. I got to go to bed, you know?
Right. Yeah. I got to work tomorrow too. So,
but you know, we ought to do a two-parter on this still, but for this show, we're down to about, we got about four more minutes left. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's just type a few things here. We've got, you know, our presidential situation. We've got this administration. We've got all kinds of things. Now, you guys are the ones that are eventually going to be taking the reins. I wish you had already. I mean, you're going to come in and you're going to clean out all the old codgers and the ridiculous people that we have in office right now. Say you're like a high up in office right now. What's the first thing you, Alex, are going to do?
Put term limits on Congress.
Yes, I see. Now that is logical common sense. I like that. We will be on the same ticket, a millennial and a boomer. I love it. No.
And then number two is legalized weed.
Legalized weed. Well, you know, that's actually, that's become, I mean, I'm in Missouri, you're in Ohio. I mean, it's legal medicinally here now, but you know, they're going to make it recreational be across the board. I mean, even me as a boomer conservative, and I agree, I mean, that's, there's really no reason why it shouldn't be. I mean, yeah, people dying of alcoholism and everything else. I mean,
fentanyl,
I mean,
all that shit. Yeah.
All that stuff. It's just silly. And I got to tell you, you know, once the government gets their hands in that, in those tax dollars, I mean, we're not going to see any of the money, or it's not going to go into anything. But realize they can get rich off that, weed will be, you know, federally.
Oh, well, I mean, they already do. It's crazy how expensive it is up in Michigan where it's recreationally legal.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that keeps the black market open, and that. I could go on about that for.
Well, we got to do this more. You know, we got a boomer and a millennial. We're down to 2 minutes now. This has been a blast. You've been a lot of fun. You got a lot of energy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about your show so we can do a plug here for you. The Miscellaneous Millennial. I love the name. Tell us where we can find it and a little bit about it.
You can find it everywhere that there are podcasts. So Spotify, iTunes, all that good shit. We're on Facebook. I'm still on a 30-day ban from Facebook, but I will be back there soon.
I just got out of prison.
Yeah. They're probably going to get rid of my account at some point.
I'm going to get the death penalty myself.
Right. Firing squad. So pretty much it's myself, I'm the host. My producers are my wife and our best friend, the Turf, who I was talking about.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're on as my co-host, but I pretty much just talk to whoever I find interesting. Okay. If they're contributing to society, they have a cool job. If they're doing, have an awesome project or something they're working on. I've talked to authors, doctors, a wide range of people. And we talk, it's about an hour long, and yeah, it's a good time. I love talking to people I've never met and learning new shit.
Very cool. Well, you know, eventually I'm going to get this show up to an hour, but I'll have to take a nap before. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? because like I got to get to bed. The Golden Girls are coming on here shortly, and I got to go watch that. Well, hey, you know, I seriously love to have you back. You know, sometimes people say, you always say to your guests, I'd love to have you back, but I only say to the people I'd really like to have back. So, you know, consider yourself one of them. We got Alex, you've got some stand-up, you've got a podcast going called The Miscellaneous Millennial. It can be found everywhere on, I assume, Apple, Spotify, all that great stuff. So look for him. We just wanted to kind of add a little bit of levity to the show here with a little bit of comedy, everything going on, because we're in a comedic world as we speak. But as always, I'd like to thank everyone for joining me on here, Right Mind. And remember, if you don't have a right mind, you don't have a mind at all. Till next time. Bye-bye.
This has been the Right Mind Podcast with Todd Showalter.